May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, October 7th, 2023. And today I'll be reporting from the front lines of the global revolution in higher consciousness. So hold on to your hats, folks. Brace yourself for a roller coaster ride between deep state dystopia and high state euphoria. But first, a cosmic weather report. The sun is in Libra now, and the moon just went into Leo. So the Libra air sign feeds the fire of the Leo fire sign, and I'm feeling it. So I might get fired up today because my Aries fire resonates with Leo fire for good combustion. So perhaps I can also fire you up today with full awareness of the other extraordinary quantum field aspects in our collective astrology and psychology going on right now. I'm referring to the unique geometric ordered divinity in the quantum cosmos right now. As regular readers of my HeartCom newsletter know, I often discuss how the fractal order of the holographic universe, I know that's a mouthful, but I often discuss how this, the order of the universe is all based on pure geometry principles that frame universal law and order, universal law and order, geometric ordered divinity, or G-O-D for short, geometric ordered divinity, the order of the universe. The first principle of that cosmic law language is the geometry of the circle without beginning or end. This is the law of atonement or at-one-ment, whereby we are one. We're all connected in the unified quantum field of instant, everywhere, and interactive love as a frequency known as heart coherence. Now, this is one of the first principles in the quantum field. You know, the web of light, the web of life. It's a frequency known, and this is the spherical consciousness that's truly spiritual, you know, a heart coherent frequency, which is, you know, also known as the spirit of love and joy and holy compassion that is forgiving, you know, love in action. Love is forgiving. And what goes around in the circle of wholeness, the law of the one, what goes around comes around. I mean, that's the first law. This is the spherical global consciousness that is truly spiritual. This is the at-one-ment that is atonement for the original S-I-N, the original sin of stuck in negativity. You know, S-I-N, stuck in negativity. This quantum field web of love weaves the fabric of cooperative co-creation communications for multi-dimensional communities of light and love throughout our instant, everywhere, and interactive universe, you know, our Aquarian quantum age reality. It's all energy, folks, and we're coming in the Aquarian quantum age where it's under these first principles of universal cosmic quantum law language are understood. And it's all a function of frequency, and that frequency is a function of the geometric ordered divinity of the universe. You might say, you know, God, the order of the universe, without getting into theology. You can get into the science in more detail, the fractal order of the holographic universe, but we're just talking about basically pure geometry frames of reference for, you know, the understanding of the frequencies now that govern which dimension of energy, you might say, of reality, that we're we're coexisting in, you know, or co-creating in, or cooperating in, or communicating in. It's the field whereby unity and diversity is made manifest. Now, I could spend the rest of the show going into the other principles of universal law language besides the law of the one, you know, the circle. But you've probably already read them, or you could read them, you know, at HeartCom Network Love Codes. Now, if you search HeartCom Network Love Codes, you know, three words, Love Codes is one word, it comes right up at the top. So, you know, if you want to understand what I'm talking about as far as the order of the universe, universal law language, those frames of reference, law of the one, 2-in-1, 3-in-1, 4-in-1, 5-in-1, you know, you might say the capstone of the pyramid of self and civilization. You can go into that, you know, a bit more on that page as, you know, with the basic understanding of those frames of reference for the constitution of universal law language for the Aquarian age. I mean, someone had to do it. I've been working on this for freaking 50 years. So, you know, I ain't the smartest tool in the shed, but I've been pretty constant and back at the drawing board, you know, thousands of times since I gave the presentation to 10 agencies of the federal government on Capitol Hill in the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building 49 years ago. Let's see. Yep, 74. That's 49 years ago. So, heads up, folks. This was all prelude to the big event that's trending, and I mean, this is sobering. I mean, I'm going into some pretty intense, amazing stuff, and I hope you appreciate it, that I'm talking about potentialities in the field, the trending, you know, the trending of events that are in 3D, you know, there's a pretty much of a linear trend line, but as collective consciousness, as the veil thins and the collective consciousness, you know, is you might say, winning, rising, you know, the mass awakening is, you know, moving towards mass enlightenment. The great awakening, great enlightenment is in process. You know, we're coming out of the dark ages, in a sense, with the new unified field reality and the collective consciousness of humanity. You know, this is what the internet has done. It's created an instant everywhere interactive field. I mean, we have unity consciousness in principle, you know, the potential for, you know, unity and diversity in our global village, you know, for the family of mankind. You know, there's no time or space now. We're all connected. But in practicality, there are principles and processes for transcending, or you might say transmuting from, you know, from deep state to high state, from 3D density and DUH, dense, unconscious, and heartless, to enlightened conscious evolution, revolution, revelations is the word. You know, great awakening, great enlightenment. This is what's in process. So the world is right now, I mean, the 3D world, you know, on the world scene when we get in lamestream media, it's an epic test for souls of good conscience. This is not easy for sensitive people. And there's a lot of highly sensitive people either listening to the show now or this last week and this next week, the energies there's a lot of, you might say, aspects, geometry of divinity, you know, fingers of God, you know, another patterns, you might say, in the collective astrology psychology, where there is a great sensitivity. Neptune and Uranus are highly aspected. Neptune in Pisces, a very deep spiritual sensitivity that's not even conscious. It's unconscious. It's subconscious. And this is a great sensitivity for some people. The stuff I'm going into, you know, I put on your shield, your armor and your shield, you know, basically your soul armor, you know, your character armor, you know, so that you're centered and connected for some of the stuff I'm going to go into, because I'm going to be talking about the crisis that we're facing, the global crisis. And I like to think, you know, what would Thomas Paine do, you know, during the revolution, you know, back at the American Revolution, he sparked the American Revolution, and he was instrumental in basically for the Great Awakening and the American colonies, And he gave them the vision of the United States of America, how the colonies could unite and, you know, have our own, you know, we have divine rights to have our own government, as we do today. Well, there's quite a challenge to self-governing sovereignty individually and collectively on the planet right now. And if you're not aware of that, you've been living under a rock or stuck in negativity, you know, as in willful ignorance, because anyone that's got their finger on the pulse of the lamestream media, all the signs indicate, you know, that we've got some serious collective tests and initiations before us. I'm going to be going into that. I mean, realize that any crisis, any portent or crisis that we see on the world scene can be prevented to the extent that the Great Awakening continues and accelerates. You know, the Great Awakening of collective consciousness of humanity, which is what's going on the cusp of Aquarius. We're in, you know, Aquarius is known as the quantum age. We're moving from a mechanistic worldview to a quantum worldview. You know, we're not, you know, the old mechanistic model, for example, in medicine is that we were like a machine with body parts that break down and you have to go in and fix it, you know, with drugs or whatever, or surgery. Excuse me. And now, you know, there's the quantum reality of the cause behind the cause of a lot of physical dis-ease is discord, you know, basically tension and PTSD, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. You know, the shock and awe of being in 3D. If you're a sensitive soul, I mean, it gets, you know, there's parts of us that tend to just shut down from the world at large. A lot of people who read my newsletter and listen to the show, I've talked to them about how they don't even watch the mainstream media. They don't read newspapers. They have a few trusted news sources on the internet, you know, communities of light, you might say, where they get their, you know, their news and their inspiration. And different strokes for different folks. I mean, you know, some people, the only reason they read my newsletter, which if you don't know what I'm referring to, I'm actually going through, you know, the content that I published in my newsletter today. Basically, that's the basic narrative I'm going through. And that frame of reference, that understanding of that narrative has been published in the newsletter, and I'm going through it, and I'm off script a lot, but I'm generally following that, and I'm at the point in that narrative on this climax of a crisis on the earth right now, that I'm getting to the point where, you know, if you're following along, I'm going to be talking about these 2 5-minute videos that really nail the crisis right now and the urgency of the hour. And this is, you know, if you have any doubt that this is the most serious existential crisis facing global humanity in modern history, you can watch these first two videos. And I mean, it's rather sobering. I mean, there's no cartoons this time, folks. This is the real deal as far as some serious initiations collective humanity is facing right now. I can talk about light and love on the front end and the back end of these newsletters, and in my show, I can talk about, you know, the good news, and beginning and end, and in the middle, it's like a love sandwich. There's going to be some strong meat that we'll be discussing and discussing. And that specifically at this time is in regard to these 2 5-minute videos. So brace yourself. There's some bold truth-telling ahead. Now, if those who are listening to the podcast in the future, of course, can pause the radio, you know, podcast, and watch the videos at this point in this newsletter, which is at the archives of HeartCom Network. Again, if you haven't been getting the newsletters of HeartCom Network, you can just put in your search engine the 2023 Mainstream Awakening series. The 2023 Mainstream Awakening series, you put that in your search engine, should come up at the top, and you can scroll down to the last archive show here just this last week when there was a full moon in Aries, which is pretty intense. This is that fire I was talking about, folks. Full moon was in Aries September the 29th, here about a week ago. But there's that fire, that energy has catalyzed or crystallized, you might say, an alchemical transformation in the collective consciousness, where it's like the process of alchemy, where you molten lead that's transformed into gold. You know, you melt that lead and the slag impurities come to the surface and you skim those impurities off. And in the process of transmuting the lower elements, the lead of consciousness, into the higher elements, the gold of consciousness, you've got to skim those impurities off and you've got to be aware of the problem before you can fully embrace the solution. In other words, half the test that collective humanity is facing right now is knowing what the test is. You know, if you don't know what the test is, you're blindsided. So I'm going to be going through what the test is facing global humanity right now. And it's pretty serious. These two videos get into it. The first one's about multiple remote viewers are warning of a world-changing event at the year's end or the next 90 days. Now, this is not etched in stone. This is not foreordained. This is a trending in 3D that with given spherical consciousness, collective awakening to this issue and to this test, then that goes a long way towards mitigating it, if not stopping it entirely, you know, with the different tests that's going on here. So I'm going to go into this a little bit more with what this test is with the remote viewers. Now, I don't know how many of you know about remote viewing, but the video gets into it. It gets into the science, the history of it, and how we are seeing basically the maturing of these abilities of sensitives, those who are sensitive to the quantum field, basically you might say to the source field. They're sensitive in the way that they can be given certain coordinates in time, in space, or a place, or even what they do these days, they do double-blind studies where they're a group of these sensitives will be given coordinates for an event or that's coming up, and they are asked to foresee that event, like over the next 3 months, just an event. And they'll all come up with their own what they see. These are proven sensitives. These are proven remote viewers who have a track record of being accurate. So when they have a common pattern or a common, you might say a common sense among them with these double-blind studies of they're all seeing something come up, and there's the same code words and the same, basically subject is coming up in rather specific terms, then they really pay attention to it, like there's something a big, imminent, a world-changing event, for example, in this case, that could be coming up, again, unless people are aware of it. It's like kind of like Jonah and Nineveh in the Bible, where he's warning them that they're basically all going to go to hell if they don't repent. And then they repent, and they he's kind of mad at God because, he was told as a prophet that it's going to happen. Well, it's not foreordained, any prophecy, unless and until, people, you might say, collectively repent. In other words, if we're stuck in negativity, we're going to bring our worst fears upon us. S-I-N, stuck in negativity. It's like evil, the energy veil. That sense of separation is the cause of all suffering, the Buddha said. So how to come into unity, the principles of unity, the principle, it ain't rocket science, but Aquarian light and love, general enlightenment. And enlightened love, go on a mainstream. Now, the opposite of that, of course, is the incessant fear porn that we see, and these false flag events, that create emergencies, whereby the government assumes emergency powers and pushes through agendas that the public would never normally agree to, but under emergency powers, they just go ahead and do it anyway. This is what we've seen with COVID. And,
and the lockdowns and the masking and all, you know, the and the shot after shot after shot. Well, there's a method to their madness there, folks. You know, it's under when there's a point of philosophic calm when you understand what's going on and realize that this is the justice that just is. This is the light of Aquarius bringing up all unlike itself. It's like bringing the slag to the surface of the molten, you know, metal that is being purified, with the slag being skimmed off so that we can basically move on with less density and a higher consciousness of the, you know, the high state that naturally transcends the deep state. Now, some people would call this alchemy. Some people would just call this the natural evolutionary progress, eternal progression of souls with conscious evolutionary ascent. And that conscious evolution, revolution, revelations process of mass awakening unto great, you know, mass enlightenment. This is where we're at right now, you know. And if you watch this video, there's a remote viewing video. It's about 5 minutes. It's from the Reese Report. It came out September 20th, so only about less than a month ago, a few weeks ago. And if you connect the dots in the video, you can pretty much see that there's something on the horizon that warrants our attention for waking up others, you might say. That's why I published this. This is why I'm talking about it. So connect the dots in the video when it talks about the word ejecta, ejecta. It's kind of a key word that the remote viewers kept seeing consistently, and they didn't even know what it was about, but the understanding of it, they have references to ejecta as fallout. You know, there's some questions of what they meant, what was meant by ejecta. But if you understand that a coronal mass ejection is the sun's ejection of its magnetic field, also understood as electromagnetic pulse or EMP, then this is a factor to consider, that the sun is actually hyperactive right now. It's very active right now, lots of sunspots, and a massive EMP solar flare could knock out all electronics. That's actually, historically, it's knocked out electronics, around the planet at different times and different places and different ways. And a big one could knock out all the electronics. There's no question about it. A big solar flare, if you go 10 feet down around about half the planet, you find scorched earth, which, you know, how many millennia ago that happened, where there was a solar flare that scorched, you know, half of the earth and would have caused enough fire and smoke to cause, you know, a nuclear winter effect, where there'd been like an ice age that followed it. Anyway, you never hear about that historically, but a massive EMP solar flare could knock out electronics, including the pumps used for cooling nuclear plants, which could cause a meltdown like a dirty bomb with the ejecta, the fallout referenced in the video above. So I reference this, not to freak people out, not to scare the bejesus out of people, but basically give a frame of reference for there's no security without purity. And if the lords of karma, the galactic councils, you know, it was the floods what wiped out humanity, back at the time of Atlantis. And there were genetic engineering back then, and it was an abomination. And they were screwing with basically the blueprint of life. And it was ordained that there be the flood, you know, to wipe out humanity and, you know, basically clean the slate for another cycle. And this time, supposedly, according to a lot of prophets and a lot of prophecies, this time it's going to be by fire. Now, I'm not saying it is. I'm saying it could be. We don't get our act together. I mean, numerous ancient and modern prophets have said that corrupt civilization will end by fire this time, not water. So is that a solar flare? I mean, is that what it takes to stop the, and this is the next video I'm getting into, the 5G activated zombie apocalypse? I mean, this is something that got to be stopped because it's really creating havoc on the planet. The video's titled 5G Activated Zombie Apocalypse. And it's, again, a Reese report. It's a short video, about 5 minutes long. Military attorney says that lipid nanoparticles in the vaccines contain pathogens released by pulsed 5G signals. And there's video comments that, you know, are added to that. A lot of video comments that you can read and get kind of a big picture of what's going on with this understanding of 5G being used to trigger pathogens that are in the clot shots, you might say, without going into any more specifics than that. So heads up and watch this other video now. I've got, it's a 15-minute video. I call it the Alert of the Month. It's actually published September 6th, about a month ago. And it's got Dr. Rashid Buttar, who has passed shortly after he exposed this subject. He was, people say, he had a sudden death experience. And he didn't take the vaccine, so it's very questionable what happened to him. But he's in here, a clip of him talking about this issue of how they, call it the deep state, the pharmaceutical government, however you want to call it, they plan to activate Plandemic 2.0. This is serious stuff. And this is disturbing to paradigm paralysis, victim dictum, and dense and conscious and heartless within, you know, all of us. There's a little me there. There's the little man, that really does not want to face up to reality and take responsibility for serious understanding of issues that are very serious and sobering and could affect life on Earth if we aren't aware of it. And again, that's half the test, this awareness. So you can skip the first 2 minutes of this video. It's got Dr. Bashir, attorney Todd Callender, Karen Kingston, and retired Air Force Lieutenant General Thomas McHenry. And he's speaking the first 2 minutes. And some people want to skip to the science, which is after that, with Karen Kingston going into that more so. And Dr. Buttar, who tragically died here just not that many months ago, you can hear him sounding off, and an attorney, Todd Callender. So that's a serious subject. If you just watch these two videos, you got the point of the show today in terms of, we got a big test coming up over the next 3 months. And it's, when I say it's an existential crisis for the planet, I'm talking about, you know, this is a life and death situation for millions, if not billions, of people on the planet. And I mean, I would, rather than hide under a rock, I'd rather face up to a problem and deal with it best I can. It's like preemptive. You know, if you see a problem coming, you know, it's like half the problem. It's like you're steering a car. It's a vehicle. It's the same thing. You know, you don't want to have your eyes glued to the rear view mirror. That's a sure formula for crack up. You know, you want to see what's coming and adjust the car for any opposition in the way. Well, there's things that could be done, like I say, to mitigate or actually prevent worst-case scenarios just because of a mass awakening of how to deal with the problem, how to stop the frequency manipulation of our DNA through 5G, and the manipulation of our genes through injections into our body. With toxic genetic poisons that mutate our genes and creating genetically engineered humans. I mean, this is all serious stuff. So, you know, I'm not asking you to keep your humor. I'm just, you know, in this episode today. I'm just saying, look, here's some problems. Here's some issues that we need to collectively deal with. And this is the slag coming to the surface as the light of Aquarius basically stirs the pot, you know, and brings to the surface impurities that need to be skimmed off. And those impurities are the inordinate love of power that's adverse to the Aquarian power of love. It's that simple, basically. You know, I was looking at a cartoon today that I think I'm going to use at the top of my next newsletter, and it goes, listen, there's a cartoon character from the Walt Disney movie. It's a young lady, and she's got a kind of a half smile on her face, and she's saying, listen, this is a very simple concept. If it's not voluntary, it's tyranny. So Aquarius will be, one of the hallmarks of Aquarius will be well-informed choice, freedom, and opportunity to know better and do better. It's that simple. That's pretty much the Aquarian meme. Freedom and opportunity to know better and do better with well-informed choice, sovereignty, individual and collective sovereignty. So if you are not on my newsletter, like I say, you can join just by emailing me at cosmiclove@mcn.net. Put you on the list. And you can always leave the list with one click. So more light and love, easier and faster. That's my motto, and I'm sticking to it. So if you want to get into the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo on the deep state, it really comes down to it's all about the money, folks. You know how absolute moneyed power has corrupted absolutely. I mean, witness how the military-industrial complex and the medical-industrial complex has been making a killing on world war and disease to the point where it's killing us en masse now. Specifically, I'm referring to what's going on with what's explained above in the 5-minute video and the 15-minute video on the 5G plague reality with the interface conspiracy and tyranny. Serious stuff. But this is the reality. This is what we're dealing with. This is the slag, the toxins that are coming to the surface, in the world. And basically, you know, inordinate love of power, inverting, subverting, and perverting the ordained power of Aquarian love, or light and love, you know. So there's a video that goes into this understanding of the money factor. It's called How BlackRock Conquered the World. It's a Corbett Report podcast. It was published September 20th. And what is BlackRock, and where did this financial behemoth come from? How did it gain such incredible power over the world's wealth? And how is it now seeking to leverage that power to shape the course of human civilization? Find out in this in-depth Corbett documentary on How BlackRock Conquered the World. There's a transcript you can read on this. Folks, this is a longer documentary, mini documentary, you might say. It's got, you know, actually 58 minutes. So what is BlackRock? Where did this financial behemoth come from? I'm repeating myself, but I wanted to reference what was in the videos that you can watch by pausing the podcast and watching it. It's about an hour long, if you're interested. And keep in mind that the solution to the big solution, the real solution to a world gone mad with unbridled love of power is the constitutional power of love governing the United Sovereigns of Earth. Now, that constitutional power of love, I provide hyperlinks on that. Again, going back to love codes and a universal interface for global interaction and what that will look like for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience. So those who aren't familiar with that from previous shows and or the newsletter, you can click on that link, and that's provided with this in the show notes. The podcast will provide that. Or like I say, you could go to ArtCom Network now or any time to see the archives of the show. And this is the last one on the climax of a global crisis. So as Cliff High explains in the video at the top that I began with, the remote viewers, our awakening, you know, the mainstreaming of truth, will redirect our energies collectively and the future collectively from systemic crisis to holistic solutions. So please network this post far and wide. In other words, this is urgent enough. This is important enough for, you know, preppers or anyone that basically wants to raise the vibration of awareness and consciousness of concerns, you know, so that we culture social conscience and our social networks. And the currency of conscience is basically what will, you know, raise the standard of consciousness in the body politic. In other words, you know, the uprising of consciousness, of the sense of community, of unity and diversity, and outrage over these agendas that are reducing population, you know, they're killing us. And, you know, we're on the cusp of a golden age, and we need to assert it. You can help with that by reposting this article I'm referring to at heartcom.org/crisisclimax.htm. That's the link I provide. And I've got that link that you can actually click on and or copy and paste into your newsletters to send out to your friends. I mean, just one person on your list may connect with just one person who connects with thousands. I mean, one person on my list, newsletter list, has told me that he forwards my newsletters to 10,000 plus people on his list. So we can make a big difference to prevent the looming game over that, you know, that is trending. And as mentioned in the videos, the 2 5-minute videos above, if enough good netizens, I call them netizens, global netizens that are connecting, if enough global, you know, good netizens will just do enough to network for the net worth of net reality, you know, unified field conscience for conscientious common sense, you know, the family of mankind as one, united sovereigns of Earth, you know, Aquarian quantum age. So it's time for a quantum leap, folks. I mean, this is a healing crisis in the body of mankind. And it requires, in a nutshell, it requires pure intention, focused attention, and love retention for conscious ascension in the enlightened dimension of full comprehension, in both the global crisis and a healing process. So this healing crisis in our global village of instant everywhere interactive net reality requires resolution with evolution by way of 5 core internet freedoms for all of us as United Sovereigns of Earth. Now, I've provided a link on that 5 core internet freedoms. Again, regular newsletter readers know exactly what I'm referring to. They read that link before. And also a link on the United Sovereigns of Earth, you know, who we are, who it's, you know, it's we the people now isn't just the United States of America. It's the United Sovereigns of Earth. It's like the anagram code word for America is, if you scramble the letters, is I am race worldwide. America is the I am race, you know, anagram for America worldwide. So some of you, again, are familiar with that, but that understanding of this is the healing crisis in the collective body, you know, the unified field of, you know, Earth's evolutions. So we have the Earth flag, a little graphic that goes, quote, I pledge allegiance to the Earth and to all beings who inhabit it, and to the planet for which it stands, one world under love, indivisible, with peace and liberty for all, you know, the Earth flag. So, again, back to the subject of global oneness, at one-ment a unified field of unity and diversity of, by, and for all of us as the United Sovereigns of Earth. So this healing process may be much different than you ever considered, yet much better than you ever thought was actually possible. I mean, the Great Awakening has hit the wall of entrenched stinking thinking, you know, paradigm paralysis, and SIN, stuck in negativity. You know, the sin of commission when we do something wrong, and sin of omission when we don't do what we know we should do, you know, at heart. You know, it's like heart coherence. At-one-ment is the first principle, the first law, as I talked about in the beginning of the show. So the same discernment that knows the difference between, you know, sin of omission and sin of commission, as in stuck in negativity, the same discernment that knows the difference is also aware of the compelling urgency to share the truth of preventable dangers by way of our evolutionary ascent, you know, global evolution, revolution, revelations, you know, enlightenment. I mean, and so what I've done here as an exercise, I've provided, you know, some kind of keynotes you can write down on a paper. You can, you know, like I say, pull up the newsletter and you can copy this. Actually, you could transcribe what I'm about to give. It's kind of short and sweet. But these are affirmations for upward mobile awakening, you might say. And you can tape these. You can tape these affirmations on your bathroom mirror for AM wake up. That's AM in terms of, you know, in the morning wake up, and AM in terms of ascended master wake up, because we're talking about affirmations, confirmation, determination, and integration of the first principles of I am, the ascended master affirmations, now you might say. So what we're affirming is, you can, and there's mudras or little hand signs that you can do with this. I mean, just imagine looking in the mirror, and this is what you're affirming. You're holding your index finger up, pointing up, and you go, I am that I am, pointing up. I am that I am. I am one with the field. And then you go, with the hand sign, with the thumb pointing up, you go, I am and I can. So we got I am that I am, index finger pointing up, I am and I can, thumb pointing up. Then you go, I am and I will, with your raised fist in solidarity with sovereignty of, by, and for Aquarian love and enlightenment. You know, more light and love, easier and faster. You know, I will, I am and I am that I am and I can, I am and I will. So looking in the mirror and saying that, and then just going, done deal, fantastic, and getting better. Yeah, baby, yeah, baby, yeah, baby. Do dance a little jig, you know, but you're looking in the mirror. This great way to start the day. And when you can say that with pure intention and inspired attention with true love retention, you're ready for conscious ascension, healing process, comprehension, and have a great day. So in summary, I'm not trying to scare the bejesus out of anyone today. I'm saying that Christ-like uprising is essential now. I mean, this is the time. In the collective consciousness, the global humanity, we're coming into unity through the instant everywhere interactive, you know, telecommunication capabilities in our global village. You know, so the family of man is coming together. You know, we're in the process. It's just that, you know, there's some curves in the road ahead. You know, there's some, and we got to steer in the right direction. You know, we've got to, you know, basically keep learning and adapting to a changing environment that's changing very rapidly. But the most important thing is to raise the standard of collective consciousness with people who know better to do better. You know, more light and love, more enlightenment, awareness of the crisis and the opportunity for freedom well-informed choice, freedom to know better and do better. You know, it's that simple, basically. So the best way to predict the future is to create it collectively. So care to share this with your network of friends, this link, And there's an awakening process going on, and people have to know better how bad things are in the process of making things better for how good things could be. So, I finish up this compendium with some of these first principles of and for, full spectrum enlightenment. And I refer to TLC enlightenment with the pure geometry thought forms as geometric ordered divinity for the constitution of, God love frames of reference with universal light language for effective sensory perception by way of interactive telecommunion, telecommunity, telecom for telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and the next telecommerce economy, providing hyperlinks so you can go into those different dimensions of social conscience in our global social networks. So these are all, you might say, components to the capstone of the creative ascent process with universal law, Aquarian light language, the first principles of the Aquarian mandate, how to upgrade five core netizen freedoms to network for the net worth of net reality through this universal interface for global community. So this process is dedicated to the one I love, for the spherical global consciousness that is truly spiritual. I mean, in a sense, you can visualize, the whole world in your hand, the globe, and your hand is holding up the whole world. So handle with care, ban the BS with spherical, unified, coherent heart field quantum consciousness. And these concepts, again, those, if you're not familiar with them, you can always read the newsletter, and the concepts are hyperlinked where you can go in more and in-depth. Each of these newsletters is like an ebook, and the hyperlinked content, for description, they're like chapters of the ebook where you can go deep and read those chapters that you're not familiar with and are interested in. So this understanding of the language of consciousness, so that we can become conscious of how we are conscious, this is how we develop collective conscience, social conscience in our global social networks. And as James Madison, the chief architect of the Constitution, said, conscience is the most sacred of all property. Because you might say the four lower bodies of self and civilization is spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. The spiritual dimension is one of conscience with a capital C. It's like consciousness of how we are conscious. This is the global telecom model, global telecare, teleconscience. This quantum awareness and communication processes for involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness for a process that's called information ecology, how you recycle general knowledge to generate specific wisdom. This is the vision, the Aquarian vision of virtue and valor for the victory of social conscience in our social networks, unified field, unity conscience, atonement, atonement. So one way or another, as Joseph Campbell used to say, one way or another, we all have to find what best fosters the flowering of our humanity in this contemporary life and dedicate ourselves to that. This is how we individually, collectively save the world. We get our act together individually so we can collectively raise the standard of action, love and action. More light and love, easier and faster. So I remember Buckminster Fuller saying something like this, and I'm kind of paraphrasing what he said. That is that an uncompromised metaphysical initiative of unbiased integrity could unite and save the world. I mean, the mass power of goodwill, pure intention, the dynamic effect of intelligent and active understanding, focused attention, and the potency of a trained and alive public opinion which desires the greatest good, love retention, of the greatest number, are beyond belief. Personal planetary ascension. This dynamic power has never been employed. Full spectrum comprehension. And today it can save the world. So that is basically from a quote by Dwal Kool, one of the Eastern masters. And I've added a color-coded, you know, as he went progressed through this key to saving the world, I referenced the different sentence structure that basically, you know, focused this, well, it referenced pure intention, focused attention, love retention for conscious ascension, personal planetary ascension with full spectrum comprehension. And you'll see how I did that if you read it. But basically, you know, as he said, the mass power of goodwill, the dynamic effect of intelligent and active understanding, and the potency of a trained and alive public opinion which desires the greatest good of the greatest number are beyond belief. This dynamic power has never been employed, and today it can save the world. It can today save the world. I believe that. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I want to thank everyone for listening today. I will add that, you know, I'm been sponsoring the show. My show was sponsored by my nutritional product, Swedish pollen extract, which is the richest source of RNA, DNA, genetic material for genetic repair, building health, preventing disease. And I could go into it for an hour explaining how it is the nature's most perfect superfood, you know, the ultimate superfood supplement for strengthening the immune system with more energy. You know, for the mitochondria of the cell, the energy factory of the cell, more energy, mental clarity, providing neurotransmitter precursors that goes through the blood-brain barrier because it's a powder. You put it under your tongue, and it provides neurotransmitter precursors. If you're working on the computer a lot and you want to have mental clarity, it really helps with that. I'm referring to Swedish pollen extract. I provide links on that. That's what sponsors my show. I don't ask for money, you know, for the show. I don't ask money for my newsletter. You know, it's sponsored my product. I've been doing this since 1987 when I went to Sweden, got the rights for the North American market. They're using this Swedish pollen extract and drip IVs for immunotherapy, for building health, preventing disease. It's one of the Big Ten pharma companies actually bought it. To provide drip IVs for immunotherapy, and they're doing that worldwide. It's the only natural substance. It's that good, folks. It's a whole food concentrate, you know, that's harvested without the bees for quality control. It's extracted without chemicals, so there's no solvents in the, which in, there's some pollen extracts on the market that have solvents. This is pharmaceutical grade, nutraceutical grade. So you got the purity that's harvested without the bees. And it's harvested without bees, extracted without chemicals, and pre-digested with live enzymes. So it's hypoallergenic. Bee pollen is highly allergenic. A lot of the buzz people get off of bee pollen is because it has toxic shock reaction subclinically in the body because of the pollen nectar and bee pollen has a lot of fungi and bacteria in it. So this is the pure stuff, the good stuff. You can use it, you know, for building health, preventing disease. I've been flying under the radar doing COVID because they've used this stuff as a prophylactic for colds and flu in Europe for the last 70 years. Couldn't say that here in the United States. I would have been shut down. So anyway, that's the best nutritional product on the market. Order a bottle, give it a try, and go to the website, pollenx.com. Just pollenx, the X symbol, pollenx.com. For more information. So thanks for listening. I hope you've learned something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.